Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Christ the King Redemptive Ministries Kingdom Lifestyles Broadcast. I, along with my husband, Apostle Christopher McQueen, would like to take the time to thank you for joining us. I am your hostess, Prophetess Crystal McQueen. We want to invite you to share with us as we study the Word of God. It is our purpose to help you grow, mature, be healed, and prosper by teaching you the Word of God. We encourage you to get involved with the lesson. You may call into the show at 1-718-766-4583 or join in with the chat sessions during the show. We welcome your questions, comments, and prayer requests. Please visit us at our website at www.ctkr.org. This is a helpful place for you to learn about us and help us expand the kingdom of God. There you can become a partner with us and see our upcoming events. We are looking forward to sharing the Word of God with you. Be blessed in the Lord and enjoy the broadcast.
Father, we bless you and we glorify your name in this house, God. We thank you for yet another day that you have given us, and we bless your holy name for all that ask once again that you would do it for us again, Lord. Allow your presence, the tangible presence of your glory, to be able to rest in this place. In the mighty, mighty, mighty name of Jesus, we, your people, are coming. We're coming with our hands uplifted and our hearts open before you, God, asking for you to enter in, Father, that you would move on behalf of the lives and the prayers of the requests of your people. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we reverence you in this house. There is none like our God. There is none like our King. There is none like our Lord. You are our Savior. You are our Keeper. You are our Provider. You are our Maker, God. We give you everything that we have, Father, and we just lay it at your feet. On this would have your way in each and every one of us. Begin to move mightily as only you know how to move, God. Father, even as we come before you, we ask for forgiveness for every sin of iniquity, every sin of unrighteousness, God. We ask that you would begin to cleanse us and wash us in the blood of the Almighty Jesus. We ask that you would purify our hearts, God, and make it clean before you. We ask that you would renew our minds and renew a right spirit on the inside of us this day, the day that you have made, the day that you have called, the day that you have called favor, the day that you have called strength. God, we ask this day that you would begin to move on behalf of your people. Wash us in the blood and cleanse us in your word in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, even now, we ask that you would begin to move as the prayers go before you. We ask that you would move, God, even as the minstrels begin to play before you under the anointing. As the singers begin to sing, let them sing under the anointing. Even as I begin to minister the word, let me minister under the anointing. In the mighty name of Jesus, let no flesh be glorified in your sight this day. God, it is all about you and you getting the glory out of each and every one of our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we just worship you and we give your name all the glory. We give your name all the honor that is due to you, God. We ask, Holy Spirit, that you would just have your way in the service, that you would ignite this place and set it on fire. Even now, set the people on fire, God, as we begin to go forward, as we begin to move forward in the glory, as we begin to press forward in your presence, God, we just ask in Jesus' name that you would begin to fall, let your glory rest through and abide in this house, that the weight of your glory fall and live in this place, that lives may be changed in an instant. God, we ask that people will be saved, healed, and set free in an instant by your anointing and your glory, God. We thank you for every soul that is being saved right now. We thank you for every life that's being touched. Even now, God, we lift up the Mack family before you, and we ask that you, a special blessing over them, God. We ask that you would bring restoration and complete healing, God, to the Father in the name of Jesus. Let them astound the doctors as he begins to go back and forth. But let it be a speedy recovery in the mighty name of Jesus. Heal with the crown of his head to the sole of his feet. Let there be no aches, no pains. Let there be no difficulties or no challenges, God. Let it be a complete restoration in Jesus' name. And, oh, God, even as you restore him, let him have a praise and a worship in his mouth. Let him not forget what you brought him through and brought him to, God. Let him be a testimony unto you in the mighty name of Jesus. And let him tell everybody what you have done for him, God. Let your name continuously be in his mouth as you restore him. The Bible said as they went, they were healed. Oh, God, we believe that you're healing.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. God, we glorify you. We lift you up, oh God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We honor you today, oh God. We honor you today, oh God. Oh God, we glorify you. We exalt you, oh God. We bless your name, oh God. We magnify you, oh God. Great and mighty are you, oh God. Oh God. Let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable in thy sight, oh God. Oh God. Oh God. Oh God, there is none like you, oh God. There is none like you, oh God. And we glorify you, oh God. We glorify you, oh God. We glorify you, oh God, today. Hallelujah, we bless your name. We bless your name, oh God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We bless your name today, oh God. Hallelujah. Well, once again, it's time for praise and worship. We're going to worship the God, the Savior of our soul, the Redeemer of men. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Bless your name, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless that wonderful name of Jesus. Come on and bless that wonderful name of Jesus. You ought to bless that wonderful name of Jesus. No other name I know. Oh, there's power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. No other name I know. Well, there's healing in the name of Jesus. Yes, there's healing in the name of Jesus. There is healing in the name of Jesus. No other name I know. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. No other name I know. Oh, bless that wonderful name of Jesus. You ought to bless that wonderful name of Jesus. You ought to bless that wonderful name of Jesus. No other name I know. There's a storm out in the ocean, and it's moving this away. If your soul's not anchored in Jesus, you will surely drift away. Drift away, oh, drift away, oh. You will surely drift away. So not anchored in Jesus, you will surely drift away. Oh, bless that wonderful name of Jesus. You ought to bless that wonderful name of Jesus. Oh, bless that wonderful name of Jesus. No other name I know. Where there's power in the name of Jesus. Yes, there's power in the name of Jesus. Where there's power in the name of Jesus. No other name I know. Jesus. There is deliverance in the name of Jesus. No other name I know. Come on and put your hands together. Hallelujah. How many of you know that power in the name of Jesus? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, there's a storm out in the ocean, and it's moving this away. If your soul's not anchored in Jesus, you will surely drift away. Drift away, oh, drift away. You will surely drift away. If your soul's not anchored in Jesus, you will surely drift away. Oh, living, he loved me. Dying, he saved me. Buried, he carried my sins far away. Rising, he justified me, freed me forever. One day he's coming back. Oh, glory day. Oh, living, he loved me. Dying, he saved me. Buried, he carried my sins far away. Rising, he justified me, freed me forever. One day he's coming back. Oh, glory day. We need power, Lord. 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 We need your power. We need your power. We need your power. We need your power. Oh, send it on down. Send it on down. Lord, let your Holy Ghost come on down. Oh, send it on down. Send it on down. Lord, let your Holy Ghost come on down. Oh, power, Lord. Power, Lord. Power, Lord. Power, Lord. Power to walk right. Power to talk right. Power, Lord. Power, Lord. Oh, power, Lord. Power, Lord. Holy Ghost power. Power, Lord. Oh, power, Lord. Power, Lord. Power, Lord. Power, Lord. Oh, send it on down. Send it on down. Lord, let your Holy Ghost come on down. Oh, send it on down. Send it on down. Lord, let your Holy Ghost come on down. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you for your power, Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name, God. Hallelujah. Bless your name, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We bless your name, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How many of you want to give yourself away to the Lord today? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We glorify you, O God, today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I give myself away. Oh, I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. Oh, God. I give myself away so you can use me. Here I stand. How many of you want to give yourself away to the Lord? Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 We glorify you, O God. Hallelujah. We surrender ourselves to you, O God. O God. Withholding nothing, withholding nothing, I surrender. surrender all to you. Everything, everything I give to you. Withholding nothing, withholding nothing, I surrender all to you. Everything, everything I give to you. Withholding, withholding nothing is our prayer, God. Withholding nothing, withholding, withholding nothing, withholding, holding nothing, withholding nothing, no God. We surrender ourselves to you, oh God. Oh, everything, everything we give to you. Withholding nothing, withholding nothing, withholding nothing, withholding nothing, I give you all of me, I give you all of I give you all of me. I give you all of me. Oh, King Jesus, my Savior, forever I give you all of me. I give you all of me. I give you all of me. Oh, I surrender all to you. Everything I give to you. Withholding nothing, hallelujah, withholding nothing, withholding, withholding nothing, withholding nothing, I surrender all to everything, everything I give to you. Withholding nothing, withholding nothing, withholding nothing, withholding nothing. I give you all of me. 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 I give you all of me, oh God. I give you all of me. I give you all of me. I give you all of me. I surrender. My prayer withholding nothing. God, I don't want to withhold nothing from you. Oh, God, withholding nothing. Oh, I surrender all to you. Withholding nothing, withholding nothing, withholding nothing, withholding nothing. I give you all of me. 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 Oh God, I give you all of me. I don't want to withhold anything from you. Oh God, I give you all of me. Oh God, withholding nothing, withholding nothing, I surrender all to you. Everything I give to you, withholding nothing, withholding nothing, I surrender all to
Hallelujah. That song. Hallelujah. Keep playing that. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Are you withholding nothing?
Withholding nothing. Withholding nothing. Withholding nothing.
Is that your cry?
Withholding nothing.
Is that your prayer?
Withholding nothing. Withholding nothing. I surrender all to you.
Tell them that this morning.
Everything I give to you,
that needs to be your heart's cry. Withholding nothing, cry out to him. Withholding nothing, bless the Lord. Withholding nothing. withholding nothing, I surrender all to you.
Everything within me, God, not my will.
Everything I give to you.
Out of the depths of my soul, withholding nothing, cry out to him, withholding. Let the Lord know you want him more than anything. Let him know you need him more than anything. I lay aside everything at your feet, I withhold nothing. God, I need you more than breath, withholding nothing. I lay aside it all, God, withholding nothing. Everything I've accomplished is nothing without you, withholding nothing. I will give you my all. It belongs to you. And everything within me I give to you.
That's my heart's cry this morning.
Withholding nothing. Receive my worship, Lord, withholding nothing.
Hade Moshka.
Receive my worship, Lord, withholding nothing.
Hokana Mashkana. Oh, God,
withholding nothing.
It means nothing, God. Everything I've ever accomplished, God, it means nothing. It means nothing without you. I can't do nothing without you. I need everything from you. My very existence, God, I need you, Lord. I want you, Lord. I desire you, Lord. I pant after you, Lord. I withhold nothing from you, God. I lay aside everything. I lay aside everything that is evil and besetting me, God. Everything that separated me from you. Everything that distracted me from your presence. I lay it aside. I lay it aside. I lay it aside. I lay it aside. I withhold nothing. Holy Spirit, breathe on us. Give my life and all to you. And everything I will give to you. We hold nothing. We hold nothing. I lift my hands and surrender. I hold nothing. I hold nothing. I hold nothing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I don't know about you, but I had to get my prayer in. Amen. Glory to God. Sometimes, even though we're as leaders, we got to make sure that our hearts, amen, you can continue playing, are clean before the Lord. Amen. We can't get so caught up in trying to minister to everybody else that we ourselves lose sight that we too need Jesus in our life. We too have to surrender some things in our lives. We too have to give up some things. We can't continuously hold on, amen, expecting God to bless over our mess. Hallelujah. That's what he has. That's what his heart's cry is that we hold nothing from him. The Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness. And everything we desire, everything we've been asking, everything we've been crying over, everything we've been pining over, everything that's kept us up at night, walking the floors, everything. I gotta let this go, because I'll be going off in worship somewhere.
Everything.
God.
I give you everything.
Yeah, la la.
Woo. I give you everything.
Yes, God.
Woo.
Yes, God.
And we want more of you.
Yes, God.
We need more of you.
Whoa.
We need more of you.
Oh,
we need more of you. He wants more of us.
Ooh, I'm trying to let this. Oh,
he wants more of us.
Oh.
All of me, all of me, all of me. All of me, all of me, all of me. All of me, all of me. I give you all of me. I can't live without your presence, Lord, I give. I need you in my life, Jesus, I need you. Whatever it is, I say yes, Lord. Change my heart this morning, Lord. I don't want to be worried about it anymore. I surrender it all to you this day, God. I release everything to you, Lord.
Ah.
May give you all of me, yeah. Give you all of me, yeah, yeah. Give you all of me. Give you all of me, yeah.
Hallelujah. Come on, put those hands together. I'll be gone. Put those hands together. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We will give you everything, God, this day. Oh, God. We can't keep doing it our own way, God. We've been doing it our own way for far too long. And we want to give you everything tonight. We know you've been calling us. You've been calling, you've been calling, you've been calling us, God. Hoshkana Hawa. You've been calling, you've been calling, you've been calling us, God, to come up to a higher place, a higher place, a higher place, a higher place, a higher place. You've been calling to a higher place in you, God. We can't be satisfied with yesterday's bread. We can't be satisfied with yesterday's bread. We need more of you, more of you, more of you. We need more of you, more of you, more of you. We need more of you, more of you, more of you. More of you, more of you, more of you. I'm done. I promise you, I'm done. Hallelujah. We pray that you, first of all, God is here in this place. His spirit of worship is in this place. And wherever you may be, you need to worship him. You need to jump in right now and just get that worship and begin to give God some glory. Don't wait. If you're on your way to your own church and you're even listening to us on the radio or however it is that you're seeing us right now or hearing us right now, don't wait until you get in the doors to be prepped. Be prepped when you walk in. Hallelujah. Because when you get into his presence prior to walking into the sanctuary, it won't be hard, amen, to step into his presence. It won't be hard to push a little forward into his glory. It won't be hard to be distracted by everything else. You don't even worry about that because you've already met with the Master.
Withholding nothing.
That's where our heart's cry has to be at all times.
Withholding nothing.
That's called for the true worshiper.
Withholding nothing. They that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth.
And that's part of withholding nothing.
Hallelujah. We give you everything.
Turn with me to the book of Luke.
We give you everything.
13. everything. Oh, yes, God. God, hallelujah. Luke 13, chapter 13, verses 6 through 10. Hallelujah. You can't hold on to the things from the past. Hallelujah. You can't hold on to what people said about you and how they tried to label you and how they tried to make you a man. You got to give him everything. I don't care what has happened to you. If you give it over to him, give it over to him, give it over to him. He will make it all right. He'll make it all right. Cast your cares upon him, 'cause he cares for you. But you gotta be real with him. You know what has you tied up, tangled up. You know what has you chained up. Be real with God this morning and be changed in his presence. Be changed under the anointing. Be changed in his presence. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The book of Luke, chapter 13. Amen. Glory to God. Starting at the 6th verse. Very, very familiar passage on this morning. Hallelujah. Ooh, if I don't leave it alone, I'll be stuck here for the whole remainder of the service. And we need to get a word from the Lord. Amen. I thank you, Jesus. Amen. The Word of God, reading out of the New King James Version, says, he also spoke this parable, talking about Jesus. It says, a certain man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came seeking fruit on it, and found none. Then he said to the keeper of his vineyard, look, for 3 years I have come seeking fruit on this fig tree and found none. Cut it down. Why does it use up the ground? But he answered and said to him, sir, let it alone this year until I dig around it and fertilize it. And if it bears fruit, well. But if not, after that you can cut it down. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading, the hearing, doing of his word. Father, right now in Jesus' name, Lord, once again your servant stands before you. I stand before you, God, and I'm standing decreasing right now. Unless you speak through me, I'm just babbling. Holy Spirit, unless you move through me, they're just words of filling up the atmosphere. But I need you right now to anoint the very words that come forth out of my mouth. Anoint these lips of clay, this tongue of clay. Speak forth your word right now in the name of Jesus. Let the word pierce every wall, pierce every fallow ground, break it up, tear down every wall, tear open every closed window, God. Shift. Let the fresh winds of the Holy Spirit blow in this house. Blow in the hearts and the minds of your people this morning in the name of Jesus. Father, you said in your word that your will, your food, was to do the will of the Father. Hey, and to complete his work. That's what you came for. Woo. Oh God, let your will be done in me this morning. Let them not see flesh at all. Let them see Christ. We release the gifts of the Holy Spirit to move as you want to move. God, I'm even believing that as these words that have been spoken the last
several days will be going out into the atmosphere, and those that are attuned to hear, that they will hear the sound. Hey, God. Yes, Lord. That they will hear the sound, and they will come from the north, south, east, and west. They will hear the sound, and they will look for the source. Oh, God, and they will look for the source, and they will find the source, and that source is you. Woo! Shift us, God, from out of this normality. Shift us from out of this complacency. Hallelujah. Shift us tonight, God. Shift us today, God. Not tomorrow, not next month, not next week or next year, but shift us now in the mighty name of Jesus. Change us, God, in an instant and in a moment in your presence. Change us, God. We can't keep doing everything the same way we've been doing it and being satisfied, thinking that you're satisfied with what we've been doing, satisfied with what we've been offering, God. Change us. In the mighty name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, be free to have your way and move. Breathe. Just want to breathe on our hearts this morning. Breathe on our hearts. Breathe on our lives. God, awaken everything that you have called that we've allowed to die. Awaken it now in the name of Jesus. Awaken every gift. Awaken every anointing, God, that we've allowed to die through the tests, through the trials, through the challenges, that we've allowed to die. Awaken it, God, in the name of Jesus. Let your glory be revealed. Give us another chance, God. Give us another chance. We'll get it right. With your help, we'll get it right. With you right by our side, we'll get it right. We'll get it right, God. I promise we'll get it right. We'll get it right. Just don't leave. Get it right, God. Thank you, Lord, that you have your way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. You may be seated in his presence. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Bible, chapter 13 in the book of Luke. Thank you, musician. Thank you, Lord. Jesus was dealing with his disciples at the time. Amen. And as he was talking, he was ministering to them, because if you notice throughout the book, the last four gospels, one minute they're called apostles, then they're called disciples, and the next minute they're called disciples, and then he calls them apostles. And then we notice that as Jesus is here ministering and as he's teaching and training, it seems one moment that they actually have, they got the lesson that God is teaching them, and then the next minute they seem to fall back where he has to teach them again, where he has to disciple them. Amen. And finally, there's a few times in the scriptures that Jesus said, how long will I tarry with you? How long do I have to fuss with you? How long is it going to take you to get it? And so it is with some of us people of God, where
The Lord has been speaking to us. The Lord has been ministering to us. Amen. Whatever church you may be in, and I'm believing that the church you're in is a God-fearing church that is teaching and training you, amen, and speaking the word of God with demonstrations, with signs, wonders, and miracles. And I'm believing that the word of God is being taught. Even if, amen, it may not be everything that you want, but you're still hearing the word of God. And in the midst of all that, God is still saying, how long is it going to be before you get it? How long am I going to have to deal with you before you really recognize that I mean what I say and that my hand is up on your life? And as it is upon your life, I'm expecting you to produce something. I'm expecting dividends to come back from you. In other words, God has taken gifts and deposited those gifts and those talents in each and every one of us. And it's not for us to just sit back and hold it and divvy it out to who we feel that we need to divvy it out to. He's giving us those gifts and those talents, amen, so that we can not only glorify him in the earth, but that we can allow his gifts to be poured into somebody else so that they too can know the same God that we know and that they too can fulfill their kingdom purpose and assignment in the earth. Jesus said a certain man had a fig tree that was planted in his vineyard, and he came seeking fruit on it and found none. In today's standard, we have God looking up on us and saying, listen, we are his fig tree. The Bible says that we are the vine, and I mean, he's the vine and we are the branches, amen? So God is pouring into us certain things, gifts, talents. He's pouring us into us his word, and he's expecting us to produce. He said, listen, I done told you who you are. I done gave you the gift. I done gave you the talent. I done sent my word. I confirmed it. I've given you tested trials. I've allowed yourself to be processed, and still and yet, I'm looking for the fruit. I'm looking for the manifestation, and all I'm seeing right now are these green leaves, but you've been here for a number of years, and yet I'm still not seeing what I need to see. An apple tree only produces apples. An orange tree only produces orange, and in a certain time and season of the year, we automatically see the fruit, whether, amen, it is the season or not. It'll go from a little small bud, and then it'll bloom into what the very fruit or the very essence or the very purpose that it was birthed for or created for. So God is expecting us and looking up on us and say, listen, I birthed you, I've created you for a certain purpose in the kingdom, which is right now, and yet when I'm looking at you, I am not seeing what I'm calling for. Where is your fruit? Every one of us. And now, and if any of you have been with me for some time, you'll know when 2014 came on the scene, the Holy Spirit dropped a message in my heart and said, it is time to produce. That was the very first thing he told me, and I spoke that. I didn't hear anybody else speaking that when in 2014 in the beginning, but as the year has gone on, I've been hearing the messages over and over, and I thank God for confirmation because that's how he works. But the Holy Spirit says, I need you to bring it back around again. He said, because my people have allowed that word to fall on deaf ears. He said, listen, I'm coming, and I'm coming sooner than you expect, and I'm looking for the fruit to be produced. I'm looking. You have been my fig tree. You have been planted. You've heard enough word, whether you like the word or not, but you've still heard the word. You've seen the demonstrations. You've seen my glory. I've spoken good messages to you. I've spoken. I've given you dreams. I've given you visions. I've told you what to do, and I've been sitting back patiently waiting to see what you're going to do with what I've given you. And now I'm coming to the point where I'm getting a little bit tired. You know I'm getting tired because all you have to do is look at the news and even look at the Facebook, and you see different people have been snatched out of here, young and old, good and bad. Some he's taken on to glory. He's moving the generals on to glory, and then there's some that completed their assignment, and there's some that did not complete the assignment. They've used the word of God to rid the people. They used the word of God to lead the people astray. So he has removed the candlesticks, and you, many of us know, and I've said it before, the Joshua generation, we've been preaching about it for the last 5 to 10 years, the Joshua generation has to come forth. But in order for them to come forth, Moses has to die, the Elijahs have to die, the Abraham has to die, the leadership has to be moved off so the Joshua generation can come forward. But are we thank you, Holy Ghost. God is saying this morning that I'm removing these people and the mantles are falling in the earth. But are you ready? I'm ready to see the fruit and the manifestation, because I'm only pushing forward those who are producing. Who? Mm-hmm. Go to Isaiah chapter 5, verses 2 for me. Help me to preach this, Holy Ghost, please. Oh. Isaiah chapter 5 and 2. Quick, please. He said, and he fenced it and gathered out the stones thereof and planted it with the choicest vine and built a tower in the midst of it and also made a winepress therein, and he looked that it should bring forth grapes, and it brought forth wild grapes. So in other words, God is saying this morning, listen, I've taken you out of the muck and the mire. We all understand that. I've taken you from a life of sin, and I put you in a place where my kingdom is, and I set you in a house that is teaching and training, and I fenced you in, I protected you, I gathered out the stones. In other words, I took you through the process. You cried a little bit, you lost some friends along the way, you dealt with some sickness, you dealt with some death, you dealt with some challenges, some circumstances. I removed the stones thereof. You continue to trust me, you continue to love me. He said, I planted you, I started rooting you, I started putting roots in you. Those roots are the word of God, where you began to recite it, and you started wanting to change, you began to live a different lifestyle. He said, and then as the choicest vine, I just didn't sit you in any church. I set you in a church where the power of God was actually in operation. He said, then I built a tower in the midst of it. I protected you. I put you through. I challenged you. You still held on. You still had a praise. You still had a worship in your mouth. God began to use you mightily. The atmosphere was changing when you opened up your mouth and say praise him. But things began to happen when you began to play. Things began to happen when you began to sing. Things began to happen when you began to give forth prophetic words and utterances. He said, then I looked. He said, I was saying, okay, you got this thing. But then along the way, something happened. Along the way, you started becoming complacent. Along the way, you started listening to the liars. Along the way, you started listening to the naysayers. Along the way, you let the enemy bring in doubt, fear, and unbelief. Along the way, you started getting lazy. You didn't worship like you used to. You didn't pray like you used to. You didn't read your Bible like you used to. Said, and then when I came and I was looking for the grapes to be produced, what I found instead of sweet grapes, I found wild grapes. In other words, you were looking fantastic on the outside, but when I began to taste, the grapes were sour. And many of us in the body right now, when God is looking at us, when we ought to be sweet, when we ought to be at a place of full ripeness, when we ought to be very full and producing and extending ourselves, instead of that happening to us, what he's finding is that we're bitter. What he is finding is that we're shriveled up. What he's finding is that we're on vines that have no life. What he's finding is that we're in dead churches. What he is finding is that we lost our joy. What he is finding is that we lost our peace. What he is finding is that we lost our love. What he is finding is that we no longer know who Jesus is. Everything that you need, that he's given me, because you've been using that as an excuse to not obey me. Oh God. So he said, after the man had a fig tree, he planted it in the vineyard, he came seeking fruit on it and he found none. And now it's God is saying, listen, it's been 3 years. Okay, let's be real. For some of us, it's been 5 years. It's been 10 years, 12 years, 15 years, 20 years. Been saved a long time. This isn't a message for the baby saints, because God's not talking to you per se in this message. But he is saying, don't do what many of us have done. If you get it, then you won't have the struggles that we have.
But he said, listen, 3 years I've been dealing with you on this mess. This is how God talks to me. I'm just telling you how he deals with me. He said, daughter, I've been dealing with you for a number of years on this situation, and yet I need to see some fruit come off of it. So it's either now or never. Say it now or never. Not never, never. You know that's how we say it. We don't say It's never. So God is saying that it's now or never. We got to put up or shut up. You know, we people who've been fighting on when we were growing up as kids, and you would see them on the in the playground or wherever we would be at, and they would just get. You always had that one was always running their mouth all the time for the whole at least about half of the school year, and then finally that one person says, "You know what? That's it. I'm coming for you. It's either now or never. Put up or shut up. What you got?" Most of the time they shut up. Most of the time they shut up. It's the ones that don't do all the talking are the ones that can bring it. I remember, just being transparent, I was back in eighth grade and I had a friend. I won't even say she was a friend. She wasn't. She was really an enemy. But you know how people like to befriend you, but they're really jealous of you. But that's another message. We had a friend. I had a friend that was back in eighth grade, and you know, we used to hang out together. Well, then all of a sudden, amen, she would get upset for whatever reason. And then, you know, those friends that you don't know what, you didn't really do anything to them, but all of a sudden they just want to stop talking to you. You don't even know why. You go to them, you know, out of the kindness of your heart. You know, was it something I did? They won't even tell you what you did. They just won't even speak to you. They ignore you and act like you're not even there. But then what they want to do is spread your name and talk about you to all the people that are around them. And that's what she did. And I dealt with this because I was a person of peace. I didn't really like confrontation, and that's funny because the way that I act now, you wouldn't think that. But I didn't like confrontation. I didn't like to fight. I didn't like to do any of that type of stuff. So I would take a lot of mess from people and let them tease me and let them bully me and all this other stuff because I did not want to fight anybody. That's just not in my nature. Funny, ain't it? Anyway. Thank you, Jesus, for the. As a prophet, you got to fight. So, you know, there had to be that side that he had to raise up that I was like, I don't want that. I don't want that. So the final year, we were in our eighth grade year, and we were getting ready to graduate. And so, long story short, she started doing her mess again and stopped talking to me for whatever reason. And it really wasn't no reason at all. She just stopped talking to me because I had a friend that she didn't like, and because I liked them and we got along, she had beef with me. Stupidity, basically. So then the one day she started trying to get everybody to gang up on me because, you know, when they can't get you to do it for themselves, they try to get other people to fight against you. That's how the enemy works. So finally, it was on our last day. She tried to get the people to raise up against me. They finally said, you know what, we're not going to do that. We don't have any trouble with her. We don't, you know, we're not trying to fight nobody. So finally, lunch break came. Everybody left out the room. I grabbed the door and slammed it. I said, we're going to deal with this right now. I said, because I'm sick of you, and I'm about to beat you down. And what I did, I rose up and flipped the tables over and jumped over, climbed up. And as I was ready to take her out, I was like, when I see blood, then I know you know that I meant business. The minute I flipped those tables over, she couldn't get out the room. Then all of a sudden, she was, I'm sorry, I don't know. You know, I don't know why we got to be like this. It doesn't have to be all like this. You know, I was just a little upset. Well, she was backpedaling like, woo, 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 woo. But it took me to draw a line in the sand. It took me to produce something. She had to see that I was not one to be messed with. She had to see that I was not one to be stepped over and walked over. See, people like to take kindness for weakness. They really do. Now, I'm not condoning fighting and all this other stuff. I'm not saying that. But I'm saying even in the spirit realm, there comes a time when you got to tell the devil enough is enough. You got to look at your life and say, you know what? I need to be further down the road than I am right now. And I need to be producing something besides these dried up gray leaves.
I need to be fruitful in my life. I need to come out and begin to worship the Lord. I need to have his name in my mouth at all times. I need to say to my situation, mountain, come down. I need to be able to move as he say move. The word of God is already on the inside of me. You know the scripture, greater is he that is in me than he that's in the world. That's one of my favorite scriptures. You're always going to hear me quote it. But listen, God is saying, listen, I put enough in you that you should produce power. I put enough in you that you should produce life. Anything that you touch should be blessed. There's enough life in you that anything that you speak to ought to manifest. There's enough life in you. So why is it 3, 5, 10, 15, 20 years we're still sitting here talking about, I'm just waiting on the Lord. I don't want to move too fast now. You know, because when you move out of time, if you move before the Lord speaks to you, you know you're going to fail. Too many churches said, you know, if you move before God tells you to, you know the enemy going to get out there and take you out. No, what the problem is you were too scared to move. So now you done the enemy to convince you to stay there and die. Listen, I'm not going to stay here and die along with you. God is calling me to a higher place. He's saying, listen, I put gifts, I put talents, I put anointing in you. I put me on the inside of you. Therefore, you shouldn't be sitting back here dying in the cave of Adullam. You need to come out fighting. You need to come out swinging. You are a conqueror. You are one that's a victor and not a victim. You got to realize that he has put something on the inside of you that nobody can handle. You have dunamis power. So why are you looking scared at the enemy? Why every time he says boo, you're going, ooh, I'm running. No, you got to stand up and begin to flip some tables over in the spirit realm. You got to stand up and jump over and do some matrix in the spirit and let the enemy say, back up here, right now. I'm taking back joy, peace. I'm getting ready to produce that book. I'm getting ready to go back to school. I'm getting ready to get good grades. I'm getting ready to get that new house. I'm getting ready to work on that ministry. I'm getting ready to produce that business. Whatever God has called you to do, it is time to produce. Put those hands together and say it. It's time to produce. How long are you going to cry over that thing? How long are you going to cry over that person? How long are you going to cry over that man leaving you or that woman leaving you? How long are you going to cry over those missed dreams? How long are you going to cry over what could have been, should have been? If I would have did this, then this would have happened. If I would have did that, that would have happened. Who cares? The past is the past. Let it die. That's why it's called the past. Sprinkle dust over it. Bury it. Burn it. Whatever you got to do. You got to move forward in this season. 2015 is up on us. And we can't still be sitting here talking about woe is me. We got to have some victory in our mouths. We got to have some overcoming in our mouths. We got to have some thank you, Jesus, in our mouths. We got to have some hallelujah in our mouths. We got to have some anointing to pour up and pour out in this place. In the name of Jesus, there's too many people that are lost. There's too many people that are looking at you, that are waiting to see the manifestation of the sons of God, men and women of God. It's time to rise up and begin to take your place. It's time to rise up and begin to take your authority. It's time to produce. It's time to produce. It's time to manifest. Hey! Anything that is barren. We hear the word barren and our mind automatically goes to a woman, or at least my mind goes to a woman that cannot have children. But when I looked at word up actually in the dictionary, that word barren means unproductive, unfruitful results, mentally unproductive. See, one thing about God, God is a God of production. God is a God of producing. God is a God of fruitfulness. And anybody or any good boss, if something is not producing, if you have a worker that is not producing at the level that they need to produce at, what's the next step? The pink slip. Fired.
unemployment, if you get that, depending on how you left up out of there. The same way that we look at our bosses or our leaders or our supervisors, or even if you are the boss, the leader, or the supervisor, however you look at a person that is on your team that is not producing, you try to talk to them first. You just don't flat out fire them. You bring them into your office and you say, here, look, John, I've been looking at your records, and I'm noticing you're not producing at this level. When we hired you, we said that this is how our company is ran. We said this department has to produce thus and such and so. We got to produce 100 of these and 50 of those. And I noticed since you've been here for the last year or so, you've only been producing. You produced your first year, but the second year you produced half of that. And the third year you produced not even a third of what you did the second year. What's going on, John? Is there something going on personally? We need to talk about it. We need to figure things out. We need to make up a plan, an action, so that you can begin to put things together. In other words, we need to put you back on probation. So God is saying, listen, for 3 years I've come seeking this fruit. I haven't seen anything. You were doing all right when you first started out, but now something happened along the way. So now I'm wanting to talk to you. I'm pulling you in my office. And when they say I'm pulling you in my office, in other words, I'm getting ready to pull you into a place of prayer. I need to talk to you. Or I begin to start sending messages to you of a certain, you'll start hearing a certain message through the different messages, a lingering thing saying you need to produce. Why isn't this happening? What's going on here? God is beginning to talk to us and saying, I need to see something. Out of this. I put too much in you to let the devil have it. I need to see something. You're not producing anything. Maybe I just need to put you on temporary probation. Well, what does probation in the spirit mean? Well, probation, glad you asked that. Probation in the spirit means now those certain doors that used to be open to you, now people start acting funny. Those doors, that favor that you used to have, starts pulling back. Those things that God used to freely just give to you, now everything starts closing in, tightening up, shutting down, closing down the shop. Things start getting tight. The money started used to flowing. Now it ain't flowing so tough like it used to. They seem to call everybody else, but they're not calling you anymore. Probation. Spiritual probation. Because God is trying to get your attention. Because now in the secular world, after the probation period goes forth, you have so many months or maybe a month or a few weeks, however the plan is set up for you. Then afterwards, they call you back into the office. Because he's saying, listen, if you're not producing, I'm going to have to fire you. So in the word, it says, if I'm coming to seek the fruit of the fig tree and find none, now I'm ready to cut it down. Why? It doesn't produce. It's just using up ground. In other words, you're just wasting space. You have a body. You're existing, but you're wasted space. You're not producing anything. You're not relevant to anybody. You're just there holding up a spot. When I can be finding somebody that wants it more, that's driving more, that has little less, that has less than you, but are willing to give it all to me, and they're willing to produce with that. Just like the man with the talents, he only had one talent. So instead of him doing something with that one talent, what he did was hide it in the ground. I made excuses for not producing. I knew you were a hard taskmaster. He said, oh, yes, I am. But now because you refuse to do anything with what I've given you, guess what? Dig the talent up. Give it to the one that was producing. You, by the way, step to the left. You're on your way out of here. The gates of hell are waiting on you, baby. Oh, yes. Let me help y'all just a little bit. Just because you're saved, that's not enough. Does not mean you're going to make it into the kingdom. Whatever God told you to do, you have a responsibility to be obedient to him. You have a responsibility to produce what he's called you to produce. So therefore, when you leave this earth and we go into judgment, and we all will, when you go into judgment, he's going to ask you, what did you do with the talent? What did you do with the gift? Did you multiply it? Did you tell somebody about me? Did somebody come into Christ? Did they know me at a greater level? What did you do? Oh, yes. And for many of us, we're not going to have an answer for that thing. And the next step was, they stepped to the left. I don't know if it's going to be left or right. I don't know. The bottom line is you did not make it in. And we really need to let Christians know, the people of God know, just because you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, that's the first step. But if he left you here, then he's expecting for you to fulfill your assignment, fulfill your mission, fulfill your destiny. And if you have not done so, you have a lot of blood on your hands, and he's not going to allow that into his kingdom. Oh, Jesus loves us too much. He would, yes, he does. He loves you just enough. He loves you so much that he would gladly open up the gates of hell and push you right on in. That's how much he loves you. The Bible says he wished that none should perish. That is true. But listen, we all got a free will. And as long as we are here on this earth and he's given us something to do, we all have something to do. Great or small, you still have something to do. That's why you're here. You have purpose. But he's saying, listen, cut it down. Why does it? It uses up the ground. There's no relevance to it. But I'm so glad for Jesus. Somebody say, thank you for Jesus. Why? Because he is our intercessor. Just because when God has said, I'm ready to give up on him, he says, withstand your hand, Lord. Just give him one more chance. He said, sir, let it alone this year also until I dig around it and fertilize it. So for some of us, God says, okay, I've been looking at you. Jesus said, okay, I've already gotten the reprieve. Now I'm looking at you. I'm going to have to take it a little bit higher. We're going to have to step our game up this year. So right now I'm going to have to sit you right there in the middle of it. I'm going to have to begin to take you through some changes and some processes. I got to put some fertilizer. We all know what fertilizer is. I'm going to have to put you in some hard places. I'm going to have to put you in some lonely places. I'm going to have to put you in some places where you don't begin to understand, where there's nobody else to call on but me. Somewhere where the bills are no longer getting paid. You have nobody to call on but me. Somewhere where you lost your job. You have nobody to call on but me. Oh, God. But whatever you do, Lord, I'll call upon you. But just don't leave me. Oh, Jesus knows how to get our attention, y'all. He knows how to lock it up. He knows how to shut it down. He knows how to close the ears of the people that you have influence over. He knows how to close their eyes. He won't let anybody see you. He knows how to get you backed up in a corner where there is nothing else to do but call up on his name. And for 2015, I know people are trying to talk about the blessing, the blessing, the blessing. But listen, God is wanting his church to rise up without a spot or a wrinkle. He wants his people to rise up and begin to teach and train those who are called according to the kingdom. He's tired of this mamby-pamby weak saint, this mamby-pamby word of God. Oh, just pay your way into the kingdom of heaven. No, the devil is a lie. We got to begin to tell people there is a heaven and a hell. There's a requirement that you must fulfill, and that's living a life of holiness. That's living a life of obedience. That's living a life of faith. That's living a life of sanctification. That's living a life of justification. We got to live the life. Are you one to produce? Rest on your feet. Are you one to produce? But I feel it all up in my spirit. We have got to produce. We got to change this year. Hallelujah. If you're ready to change, but say this prayer. Father, right now we thank you and bless you and glorify you. We thank you for this word. Holy Spirit, please do not leave us desolate. Give us one more chance. We're going into 2015, God. We know you've been speaking it to us. You know we're a hard-headed, stiff-necked people. Father, I'm asking in Jesus' name that you would begin to just help us to see the light, see the truth. We say yes to your will. We say yes to your way. God, just don't leave us. Don't let your presence leave us. God, even if we're in the midst of the valley, just don't leave us. In the mighty name of Jesus, give us one more chance, God, to get it right. And as we're getting it right, just walk with us to do so. Oh, God, we thank you now that you're changing us in an instant, in a moment. Don't let the word that have gone forth fall on deaf ears this morning, but let it pierce our hearts right to the depths of our soul. Hallelujah. We thank you. We praise you. In the mighty name of Jesus. For those of you who are not saved, please just bow your head, but repeat this as you're going. Father, forgive me of all my sins. Wash me in the blood of Jesus. Live in my heart. I will serve you all my days. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed that prayer, we hear Christ the King Redemptive Ministry say, welcome to the kingdom of God. Now we're believing that you're going to be spiritually led to a Bible-believing and teaching church that's going to train you and mature you and teach you the unadulterated gospel of Jesus Christ and develop that relationship with God that he desires. Amen. Listen, I'm Prophetess Crystal McQueen. Thank you for joining me for another broadcast of Christ the King Redemptive Ministries. We invite you to join us on Tuesday night at 7 p.m. for Kingdom Lifestyles, Thursday for Prophetic Atmosphere, and Friday night for JM, Jesus and Me Ministries. I love each and every one of you. Be blessed in the Lord and have a wonderful, happy Sunday. Amen.